Hi, this is Kara from 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh, and I'm here with Nick and Blake from Joyous Wolf. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
So tell us a little bit about the band. You guys have been together, what, about 5 years or so?
4 years in May.
Okay. Yeah.
So how did you form?
We formed...
You forgot already?
Yeah, I'll never forget.
We formed on a phone call, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Halloween night.
I called him up, and I called Robert first. And my thing was, I just hated the music I was making at the time. It was all just trying to get girls to like you kind of music, and I just... I did that for like 4 years of like my teens, and I was over it, and I just wanted to do something with some people that were, that took it seriously, you know, and knew how to do what they do, you know. And I called him up, and my rule was, if Robert, the drummer, said yeah, then I would do it. If not, I would stay in school if my mom wanted me to. That was my rule, and he instantly was like, yes. And I was like, when are we doing this? And I was like, I don't know yet. I need to. Do you have a guitar player? Do you have a bass player? And I was like, yeah, I got a bass player. And then I called Blake up, and I met him like 6 months prior once at a guitar center for like 20 minutes. And I just knew he was a guitar player.
Okay.
And yeah, I told him when we met that if anything ever happened, then a guitar player would call him. And I did. And then so what kind of band is it going to be? And I was like, I don't know. Let's just play and see what happens. And
yeah.
We had a original bass player, and he played with us for a little bit, and then he went off and wanted to pursue what he wanted to do, which is like motocross stuff. And but you know, that was only like the opening month, so we were still sort of figuring it out. And
yeah.
I met Greg by that point. He was actually at our very first show ever, which is, I think, is pretty...
I saved his life by stopping him from
you
running
saved
off.
Saved his life.
Him and his girlfriend...
Well, you have to tell that story.
Well, him and his girlfriend at the time were running over... Yeah. We're about to go off of the curb of that venue, and I told them to stop. Yeah. And so they backed up and went off the curb.
Saved him...
supposed to.
Totally.
So I saved him probably
his,
like
his
a...
axle,
four,
yeah.
Yeah, $400 probably paint job damage, so you're welcome, Greg.
Yeah. But... That's ultimately, it's as simple as that. You know, we started jamming together, and then the rest is just kind of history now.
Okay.
Rob and Greg knew each other from high school.
Okay.
They went to high school, and then Nick and Rob went to middle school together. So Nick and Rob have known each other for the longest.
14 years now.
Yeah, so it's like in some way the three of them knew each other in some kind of way, and then I kind of just like ran.
He was the outsider, It was more of like, I mean, I didn't know Greg. I knew Greg as well as you did.
But at least you still knew a friend who knew him. I didn't know
his first introduction to me was me being extraordinarily awkward, like at the first show. Like I tried to like go and talk, and there was like this weird energy, and I was like, bye. I'll never forget that. It was super funny. I remember Robert being there like, what's happening? Like something in that moment was not clicking.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, we.
Well, so how did you decide what kind of music you were going to play?
It just happened. Just happened.
Yeah, we actually tried. When we were first writing songs, we kind of did a bunch of things. Like, we played, like, some alternative kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, like 2000s. And then we just tried to do some rock music that we liked. Like, we all... One band that we all connected on and we all jammed was, like, Audioslave.
We liked Audioslave a lot, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And,
there was never a conscious effort. I think we were just kind of all, like... feeling the same kind of emotions at that time.
We had a playlist on Spotify where we just dumped every song we liked, no matter what it was.
Songs or something.
Yeah, and I remember we would just shuffle them and just listen to whatever that he put in. Or
yeah, so we like pick each other's brains a little bit.
I mean, and there was just, I mean, you started realizing that there was like little bullet points, because really musically we were really unfamiliar with each other, you know.
Oh,
like Greg and Robert, I think, were the most familiar at the time.
Yeah.
And we were all over the place, but there were these little units where it's kind of like, oh, I like that, no, and I like that, and I like this. Well, I never heard that, but I like what's this, you know? And it just kind of wrapped itself together, and we just kept making things, and it
yeah, we didn't stop. Yeah, I think that was one of the key things. Yeah. Is like no matter how bad we thought it was or how good we thought it was, we just never stopped. So we just kept doing our thing.
So you're out on the road now with Buck Cherry. How did that happen?
Oh, Mike Plotnikoff.
Yeah, our engineer who we recorded our EP with also recorded the new Buck Cherry record.
Okay.
And
oh, by the way, it's now labeled as an album on its release.
I heard that. That's
yes,
right.
So our giant EP is now an album.
We pushed it to an album now. Okay. Yeah. But Stevie D, the guitar player for Buck Cherry, was in the studio with Mike Plotnikoff. And Steve was like, do you have any like new bands, like new rock bands you know of? And so Mike pulled up us, and as Stevie said, that's how we got this tour. We also have the same booking agent and know a couple of the same people.
But yeah, pretty much how we actually opened for Josh Todd and the Conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Josh's side project. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Stevie's in that, too. And again, it all just kind of stars aligned, and we got the call, and they wanted to take us out with them, and
we got offered the 40-day tour, and we were like, wow, it's like a great tour for them.
So you guys started what, in Canada?
Yeah, we started in Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah.
Sacramento, and then we just went right up and did five shows?
Five or six.
Five or six, yeah.
How's it going?
Huh?
How's the tour going?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's so awesome.
Crowds are amazing. Yeah. Last night in particular was the loudest crowd I've ever had.
Yeah, I've never had distortion in my ears from people
screaming.
Where were you guys at last night?
We were at Lexington, Kentucky, near Louisville.
Yeah.
And it was just like a bomb went off. It was beautiful. And again, we've had, and the last, five, I mean, honestly, every show's been that, you know, I mean, absolutely, in its own sense. Play casinos is a little weird.
Yeah, this casino crowd is maybe not one that we might play to in the future.
Yeah.
But it still dug us, and the Buck Cherry guys have been so cool to us. I would have never expected, we all expected them to just kind of keep to their own and keep their heads down, and we just respect each other, but they've treated us like family so far.
I mean, we've had conversations with them like on and off, but Josh found out the other day that we're from Southern California, and he is too. He's native too, so that was a really, I think that definitely solidified our relationship. It's a very particular kind of hatred, you know, that comes from that. So I think there was definitely a chemical match up there, you know?
Of angst.
Yeah, of angst. Yeah,
for sure, of angst.
It's like, oh, I'm from Anaheim Hills, and I'm like, I'm sorry. And like, you know, like I'm from Tustin. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, it's all, yeah.
So what's next after the tour? You guys said that you have an EP that's now been called an album.
It is an album. Legally, it is legally an album, and it is called Place and Time.
Okay.
And it comes out April 12th.
Okay.
It was April 19th.
Whoops.
Sorry, I'm tired. April 19th on Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And
Singles drop
March 29th. Two singles.
Got you guys on the radio already.
Yes, it's going to be super, super cool for that. After this, it's just more touring. We're going to go on tour. We're going to take probably, I think, because now we're confirmed now. We're going to take probably a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that, off in May, when we come home
late
in May.
Like
2 or 3 weeks, and then right back in June, we're going back out again. And I don't think we're going to stop until, like, October.
Well, yeah, because we have a festival schedule on June 1st in Illinois, and then after the festival starts the rest of the Buck Cherry tour dates in the U.S.
Okay.
And then we do that until July, like mid-July, and then we're out with Slash in Canada and Midwest for a couple dates. And then after that,
we have festivals.
Got more festivals. Yeah. And then in November, we're actually going to Europe with Buck Cherry.
Yeah,
also.
We're going to go to Europe in November, so we're not stopping until Christmas time.
Yeah, sounds like you've had a very busy year.
Sorry.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on 91.7 FM, and we'll edit out those with some bleeps.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem.